beyond the rack of kelp and the cracked porcelain bones of the wharf. Salt-stained fishermen gut empty nets, cursing ghosts where mackerel used to swarm. A father points to the breakwater where his son's first tuna glittered, now a memory dissolved in an iodine wave. Currents coil around the islands, bearing whispers of strontium and cesium, invisible, silent, never brave. It isn't a monster in the surf, just a taste of metal in the mouth. The soft glow in the muscles pearl, the promise that anything you swallow from these waters might breed a secret, might seed a future cancer girl. The sirens are gone, but the pipes are still running steady as the tides. Barrels of apology stacked behind barbed wire, while engineers count half-lives and wait for their shame to subside. No headlines left for a tragedy stretched thin as decades. Just a trickle of water, unremarkable, almost clear. Yet every drip tells a story, plankton sucking up isotopes, bluefin looping back each year. A mother boils seaweed, checks her daughter's skin for the freckles of fallout. And the old men laugh about the taste, but their laughter has teeth missing. Their bones leach calcium, hearts in drought. 1,000 miles from the reactor, a gray whale beaches and children gather. They find tumors like white stones under the phlegm's flesh eyes clouded. The meat bitter as dirty water. A scientist tracks the plume, computer models curling lines like cigarette smoke. No border to the drift, no treaty on the tides, no warning label on the harvest, just the knowledge that the ocean will never again be a gift. Fishmongers in California watch for stories, not scales, as a shadow follows every catch. The memory of a reactor crackling underwater, a pipeline running for generations, no sign, no latch. Just a mouthful of ghosts for every child they bury. And when the last wave laps ashore, it brings not a blessing but a warning. We all eat the same ocean, and no wall, no contract, no prayer can keep the poison from spawning. Nobody voted for this experiment, but every meal is a roll of radioactive dice. Rice patties watered with rain that fell through clouds, born in Japan, now salted with secret spike with a price. Ancestral recipes taste a little off, sake sharp with a tang of invisible wounds. A whole village downstream measures the years by the Geiger counter's tune. Sailors light candles on the waves for the friends they buried at sea. And at the shrine, priests offer prayers to both ancestors and isotopes, asking mercy for what they can't say. Sea turtles wash up slow, their eggs hard as stone. Hatchlings never meant for air. All along the Pacific Rim, elders pass down new stories of tides you cannot trust, of a poison that is always there. A fisherman's widow sets his favorite boots by the door, never worn again, the soul still crusted with brine. And school children in Hawaii draw maps with warning signs, fish with fangs, tsunami lines. But the ocean just keeps breathing, a vast unmarked grave, swallowing barrels and secrets, leaking forever. The experiment nobody agreed to, the world nobody saved. Out in the drift,